As the South by Southwest Music Festival continues in Austin, our series Hidden Kitchens travels to Texas. They'll introduce us to an under-the-radar kitchen legend.
C.B. Stubbs Stubblefield ran a barbecue joint that fed many music icons in Texas. The Kitchen Sisters, producers Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, have this portrait of Stubb, a man with a kitchen calling.
I was hitchhiking down the street in Lubbock one day when a big old Cadillac came my way. Cadillac pulled over to the side of the street, so I opened the door and I sat down in the seat. Then I looked across the car and saw the baddest man I'd ever seen.
Stubbs. The place was about barbecue and music. You knew if you wanted to hang out with your kind of people, you got Stubbs and you'd see a bunch of pickers out there. You know, it's like camels to a watering hole. And he loved musicians. He was kind of an archangel, I think, is what he was.
And now I've never been the same, and I'll never forget the man, and I'll never forget the name. It was the Stubb Boogie. Yeah, the Stubb Boogie.
I'm Jimmy Dale Gilmore. In Lubbock, the very first band that I ever played in was Jesse Taylor and John Reed and Joe Ely and T.J. McFarlane. Jesse was a blues guitar player. He was living over in East Lubbock. Lubbock's very segregated, even now. And one day he was hitchhiking, and this big, huge black man stopped and picked him up. It was Stubb, Stubblefield. He had a barbecue joint. Tiny little dive over there, and Jesse started hanging out with Stubb, and they just became close friends. And Stubb had the best jukebox in the world. It had Howlin' Wolf and Bobby Blue Bland, and you know, Lightnin' Hopkins. It was truly wonderful.
Ain't that good? See, we just been have a bowl. Get up, good.
At some point, Jesse said, "Stubb, could I bring a few of my friends over here and play some music?" It was unusual, you know, for a white kid and a black man to become close friends.
My name is Sharon Ely, and I was born in Lubbock, Texas, and then I migrated down to Austin with my husband, Joe Ely. Don Caldwell would come and play his horn at Stubbs Barbecue. Terry Allen started coming down there,
yeah,
and playing, and Stevie Ray Vaughan, even Muddy Waters, and Tom T. Hall.
Johnny Cash and all these people.
Well, I'll never forget when Linda Ronstadt came and we took her over to Stubbs, and she went in Stubbs' kitchen in the back in her little white ballerina slippers and walked through the most barbecue sauce encrusted floor I've ever seen. Stubbs was born in Navasota, Texas, and his father was a Baptist preacher. And Stubbs used to cook in the Army. He knew how to cook for lots of people.
He had this deep, beautiful voice. It just exuded love. And he would get up and he'd say, "Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Stubb and I'm a cook."
Well, I left my home and on the road right. Said, "Hey, come on, stepping out and get the honky-tonk blues. Oh, the honky-tonk blues."
Well, he was generous to everybody, but he was generous to musicians, and it provided a focal point. I mean, having the place to get together, and it was based around food, it's based around the love of these people for each other, and the kitchen, I mean, what sort of amounts to is the kitchen is the place that everybody gets together.
Stubbs would go around to all the different honky-tonks where all of you guys were playing, and he would invite all the musicians over for Sunday dinner. He would go back to his little place and cook like turkey and dressing, and he would sleep on top of his pool table. We'd find him asleep the next day when all the musicians would come over and they're sunglasses, you know, and Stubbs would actually have stayed up all night cooking. He'd do that over and over again, just free, you know. He was always saying, "I want to feed the world."
In Lubbock, Texas, the other night, drinking beer and about half tight, me and Paul and Jim and a guy named Al, we were drawing pictures and writing songs, sitting there talking before too long. Paul said, "We ought to move this party over to Stubbs." I'm Tom T. Hall, and I'm a songwriter, a country music singer. We had an organization we called the IRS, Idiots Rescuing Stubbs. once in a while, Stubbs would go out of business, and we'd all get together and raise some money and put him back in business. Willie's in this club, and Waylon and people hung around Texas.
Being Stubbs, first of all, he had zero business sense.
No money. You know, so everybody tried to help him, and eventually we got him to make some barbecue sauce in the kitchen, and then we take it out and sell it for him.
Here now to help us all the way from Austin, Texas, is C.B. Stubblefield, known as Stubbs. Oh, Stubbs!
My husband, Joey Lee, was invited to go sing on David Letterman, and then they got Stubbs to come and cook barbecue. He prepared it on stage.
And how, sir, did you become interested in the science, the art, the fun of barbecuing?
I was born hungry, my dad said. We had to cook. All of us had to learn how to cook.
It was the Stubb Boogie. Yeah, the Stubb Boogie.
Eventually, Stubb ended up coming to Austin. He got his own club, which still continues and is one of the main music venues here. You know, now it's been long enough that some of the young people that work there, they don't know who Stubb was. It's really great to kind of revive the memory.
I never had any Stubb at barbecue. Stubbs and I were great friends. I loved him like a brother, but I never told him that I was a vegetarian. I would go around and eat some bread and beans, but there was just one Stubbs, just here to teach us a lesson of some kind.
Let it go on till the break of day, it's the Stubb Boogie.
Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters in collaboration with KUT Austin. You can find Stubbs' recipe for smoked brisket and Joe Ely's recipe for black-eyed peas at npr.org. And you can hear a concert put on by NPR Music this week at Stubbs.